afternoon.
The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, then there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man Adam became a life. The first man Adam became a living being. The last man Adam, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural. And after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those of the earth. And as is the man of heaven, so are those of who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. In the passage, we learn that the resurrection body will have spiritual splendor as God engineered in His sovereign will. Now, the Apostle Paul elaborates on what this resurrection body will look like. What kind of body will we receive? First, the body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. Our natural body is perishable. We know our body is dying when we find ourselves struggling to catch our breath as we run up a flight of stairs. Our precious hair begins to turn gray and eventually falls out. Our smooth skin develops wrinkles, causing us to have crow's feet in our eyes. Our pearly white teeth become yellow and eventually all fall out. The painful truth is that we are slowly perishing, but the body we will receive from heaven in the resurrection is imperishable. There will be no aging process. It will not decay. It will not die. But it will remain new forever. Amen. Our hair will shine with the glory of God. Our skin will glow like the furnace. Our teeth will always be white. And our bodies will remain brand new forever, full of energy. After each day's struggle, we will remain restored. No sickness or diseases will take anyone's life. We will never die. Second, it is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. Our body, this flesh, is made up of raging hormones and cursed desires. The body is shameful, proud, lustful, rude, stubborn, and angry. Many people that are angry relieve their frustrations hurting others, their loved ones. Many are lustful. Even as Christians, they feel ashamed of themselves for their unholiness. But the resurrection body will be glorious. Our desire will be completely pure, holy, and righteous. Our whole body will support it fully so that we can live this glorious life as children of God. Brothers will no longer suffer from lust. And sisters will no longer desire a husband, but God alone.
Amen.
Our minds will be made pure. Our desires will be like God's. Our spirit of that of an angel. And our flesh will be harmonious with our spirit once and for all.
Amen.
Third, it is sown in weakness, but it is raised in power. We plan to wake up early each morning to pray. Alarm rings, we just press the snooze button and we go back to sleep. We try to stay up late, fixing our notes or studying for school, but we find ourselves waking up in the morning drooling on our notes. However, the resurrection body, it will have no weaknesses, but instead it will be raised in power. We will acquire astonishing strength and sharp reflexes. Our senses will be so glorious And our memory will last for eternity. With the resurrection body, maybe we'll be able to walk on water like Jesus was. We'll be able to study all day, pray all night, and still find the time in between to teach the word. The resurrection body will be raised in power. Fourth, it is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. With this natural body, we can only do natural things. And it must return to the ground, for thus we are, and to the dust we will return. It is this spiritual body which will allow us to spend eternity in heaven with the Lord Jesus and our Heavenly Father. The old will be gone, and the new will come. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. When we receive this resurrection body, we will never have to go on a diet or take flu shots. Instead, we will be like the angels, shining in beautiful glory. And maybe when you look at me, you will all have to wear glasses.
Sunglasses.
Wow, what a glorious dream, right? How could this beautiful and glorious dream be made available to us? It is thanks to the Lord Jesus, who became the life-giving Spirit. Paul says, "So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving Spirit." Both Adam and Jesus were sons of God. God sent into the world as two beginnings. But they were not the same. Adam was a living being who received one life. And after that life was used, he would collapse. So he was the beginning of all of those who lived one life and then die. But Jesus became the life-giving Spirit through his death and his resurrection. He gives life to all of those who belong to him. In Jesus, we have this hope of eternal life, and it is in this life that we will be given. It will be given to our mortal bodies, enabling us to live forever in the presence of God. We were born in the likeness of Adam, the earthly man, because we belong to him. But since we belong to Jesus Christ now, the spiritual, the life-giving Spirit, we must bear his likeness, which is holiness, righteousness, and perfection. So there will be a transitional time when we will be transformed and really belong to him. One day, there will be that time of transition from this natural body into the spiritual resurrection body. So have hope in the resurrection, knowing that one day we will be set free from this body and will have a glorious resurrection body.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Eric Hernandez. Growing up, I was always a lonely little boy, having no real role model or figure in my life. For the reason that there was lack of guidance, my life became really reckless as I grew. I threw off all responsibility and only became concerned in being popular and looking handsome and having fun with my friends. I pursued after relationships with women and gave myself into sexual immorality. Due to my sinful life, I was filled with thoughts of jealousy, selfishness, and many other conniving ways to get what I wanted. I got into drugs, smoking marijuana uncontrollably. I didn't value anything else but those things that I thought made me happy, that I thought brought me pleasure. Despite the way I had been living, I was still miserable and empty inside. At night, when I was alone, I would just cry and plead to the Lord to end my misery and just take my life away. There was even one time when I was at a party, someone came in and shooting up the place. When I saw the people who had been shot and killed, I wondered, what am I doing here? I began to really consider my life, that it could have been taken away at any moment, and not knowing where I would actually end up because of my sinful nature. Soon, I hit rock bottom, losing my job, and as a result, I began to sell drugs. Slowly but surely, my life was perishing. God had mercy on me. He sent His servant who taught me His words in the Bible. And God spoke to me very personally through Jesus' words in John chapter 5, verse 24. I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes Him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. I was able to see that the life I had been living, I was actually already dead. What I needed was the life that comes from the Lord. That was the only way that I would receive life, through believing and receiving in the words of Him who God sent. Then I will no longer remain condemned. Through His words, God helped me each week continuously. And now, because of Him, I can say that I have crossed over from death to life. Now, my life is truly filled with so much joy as I walk around day and night in the El Camino campus, preaching and teaching the Word of God to my sheep. Every day, I walk around in campus with a big Kool-Aid smile. Yeah. So much that my sheep and even other people that I know ask me, "Why are you always so happy? I never see you without that smile." God has truly filled my heart with this deep joy and this great satisfaction. No longer do I live as one belonging to Adam, but I live as one belonging to the Lord Jesus, the life-giving Spirit. I am being altered into His likeness each day. Through this passage, I have really come to pick up a great hope in the resurrection. Even though this body is weak, I know that there will be a day when I will have a new body that will be raised imperishable, and it will be raised in power. For this, I am encouraged to keep struggling before God until finally I will raise up in the body of the resurrection, filled with the glory of God. One word, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory.
Amen.